This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. A week ago, British voters shocked the world. They voted for what's known as Brexit, a referendum to pull Britain out of the European Union. One of the clearest voices against Brexit is visiting North Texas this week. His name is Geoffrey Mount Evans, and he's better known as the Lord Mayor of London. Geoffrey Mount Evans, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
You campaigned pretty aggressively against Brexit. What happened?
Yeah. Well, perhaps I should say that as Lord Mayor, I preside over a number of key committees in the City of London, including the local assembly when it meets and so on. But I'm also the spokesman and ambassador for London and UK Financial and Professional Business Services.
And there's a separate mayor who, mayor of Greater London.
Correct. Who is a political and elected politician. And in March, we had a discussion and a debate, a long and healthy debate about whether we would take a position on this because it strays into the political. Right. And we work closely with government of whatever, you know, colour they are, we work with them. And we decided that it was in the interests of the City of London to remain in a reformed EU. And my job and that of the corporation now will be to promote the city in the new world that we will find ourselves in and in the transition world until that point.
London's built itself into the financial capital of the EU, essentially, over the last 20 years. With Brexit, doesn't that have to change?
There will be some change. Change is something that we're very used to in the City of London. We've been there for a very, very long time. To be honest, I don't think any of us thinks that we're going to be falling off the edge of a cliff at all.
You made an argument before the vote that millennials might be the Britons most hurt by Brexit. Why?
Well, I think the millennials are tremendously connected. The whole world's become much more connected. But with them, as you know, they are in constant touch with friends and connections across the world through the different media. And they approach it slightly differently to somebody of my age and your age. And therefore, I think that the connectivity is important to them. But, you know, I think we just want to be sure that their freedom to move around the way they've enjoyed is protected.
There's been a lot of talk in the last week about the divide in Britain. On one side, you have the disaffected middle and lower classes, largely white, often anti-immigrant. On the other side, your side, are the political and economic elites who argued strongly to stay in the EU. Can that divide be healed?
I guess the challenge for business is that the rapidly improving economy which we've had, and similar to what you've been enjoying here in the States, it does take time for the ripples to roll all the way out. And that is a challenge across the world, isn't it? But we will work hard on that. And I don't particularly like to think in terms of elites, but we have record employment in the UK, so actually great progress has been made.
I wonder when you look at Texas as a potential area to build partnerships, what are the parallels you see there?
This is a very sophisticated business environment in Dallas and in Texas, but I think particularly in Dallas, which is a city I know perhaps better than some of the others. I actually have been at one time a director of a small logistics consultancy business here.
Oh.
So I've been here quite a lot over the years. You know, you have a very sophisticated investor community. It's a very important part of the U.S. economy and the biggest economy in the world. You know, we are both leading investors in each other's countries, and that's not least here in Texas. I think we'll be looking to minimize any obstacles to business. That's been a priority in the UK in recent years. And that's, I think, very much been a priority here in Texas, too, to be a great place to do business. I think, you know, the rest of the world can learn a great deal from Texas.
Geoffrey Mount Evans, Lord Mayor of London, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.